The year was about 1971. There were no cell phones. My father was driving his car back from my grandmother's house. Every Sunday, we'd go to church with his mom, our other grandmother, talk a bit, and visit. Then we'd later visit my grandmother's mother, which was about a 40-minute drive due to the traffic. A huge movie theater with maybe 11 different deluxe-sized viewing rooms was always bulging with cars of young people with their dates that they tried to impress, and it snagged the traffic all around for miles all weekend, every weekend. After taking my grandmother out to eat, talking, and reading the Sunday newspaper and watching TV, we said goodbye since we all had school that Monday. My dad drove and my mom sat up front, and my sister and I were in the back seats as usual. We had just managed to get through that unreal traffic around that huge theater, thankfully. Souped up and jacked up cars roaring with throaty voices revved and scratched all around us. Nothing new. But one old big 1955 Chevy started some shit. Any idiot could see a family man with two kids and his wife in the car wasn't in their league, right? But no. The car was full of hopped up teens with something to prove by pushing around my dad, an older man, to them. They had on their brights, and they revved their engine so loudly and laid on their damn horn. My mom was scared shitless. She gripped on the door handle in case of impact and shouted over the noise to hold on tight. We did, and no one talked again. The guy was driving so close and feigned ramming us as my dad swerved at the last second any time. The guy tried to go around us and then ram us from the side, but my dad sped up and then moved our car into one lane, and then in another to trap him in some of the other traffic forming, and then he got stuck behind someone else's, and my dad evaded his ass completely, weaving through neighborhoods to ensure that nobody had followed. We made it home safely and quietly, and went into our routine of baths and pajamas, and then we went to bed early for school. We all sighed in relief, and we didn't really talk about it again until the next day at supper time. We were sure glad that my dad had training in the Army in the Counterintelligence Corps. My dad was a World War II soldier as a special agent, and we never seen him drive anything but safely until that night. He made the car chases on TV look like child's play. It was a scary night I'll always remember. As for the creepy-ass idiots that almost spilled our blood and crashed our car, I don't even have to tell you to get lost. We left you in the dust, didn't we? And my dad was still a quiet, sweet, kind, suave gentleman whom everyone loved and who was always very peaceful and capable. But don't ever make the mistake of messing with him or his family. This happened in the summer of 2016. I'm a female, and I was 21 years old at the time. I was with my friend Kevin, who was also 21 at the time, and then my boyfriend John, who was 22. We all lived in the same neighborhood of a city that was known for its high crime rates and a huge drug problem. We were going from our neighborhood to go see a friend across town in a less than desirable area. It was also relatively quiet compared to the rest of the city, due to being on the outskirts of the town. It was a really big, low-income neighborhood. Half the people there were just trying to live their lives as best as they could, with the other half being criminals and drug addicts. So we had stopped at a gas station that was just outside our friend's neighborhood, which was considered to be a pretty safe place, and I ran inside to grab everyone a can of soda. Nothing seemed off, until I got back in the car, and John went back out of our parking spot, that is. All of a sudden, a small tan four-door sedan sped up behind us, almost hitting the back of our car, but somehow managed to miss us. Okay, that was weird, but we're maybe 3 minutes away from our destination, and people here can't drive anyway, so we just brushed it off as another bad driver. We go around the gas station and pull back onto the road, but the sedan is now behind us. John decides to take a few random turns just to see if they'll follow us. For context, this neighborhood is basically a big checkerboard layout on either side of the main road which we were driving down originally. They follow us. He takes two or three more oddball turns, and they follow us again. So he speeds up and he makes a few more random turns quickly so to maybe lose this guy, who all three of us are now certain is following us. So we relax a bit, and we make one last turn to take us back into the main road, thinking it was weird, but all's well that ends well. But it wasn't over just yet. As we made this turn, the same car turned onto the street right in front of us, now facing us. We're in the right lane, and the driver of this car gets in the middle of the road and then hits the gas, coming head on towards us, speeding up very quickly. Now we're all panicking. Somehow John had the great idea to slow the car down to nearly stopping and wait until the last minute and then swerve to the right to avoid this lunatic. It worked. As John hit the gas, the passenger side of our car dipped into the ditch just for a moment as we then sped out of there at the speed that I'm sure was illegal. As we turned back into the main road, the same car pulled behind us again. At this point, we're still speeding. We're doing at least 50 miles per hour in a 35 mile per hour zone, and this crazy guy is catching up. When we get to our turn, John doesn't even hit the brakes. He just lets off the gas and turns onto the road and pushes on the gas again. We pulled into our fringe driveway less than a minute later, and we run inside and lock the doors, after which we decided to peek out the window. The guy drives down the road and stops when he sees our car, sitting there for maybe 20 seconds, but then just keeps driving. This is the first time that I got a good look at the driver. He was a scrawny Caucasian man, probably around 30 years old, with short, disheveled brown hair. He had a really crazy look on his face. I don't really know how else to explain it. He was definitely on some kind of drugs, but that was the end of it, thankfully. The whole experience was maybe just a few minutes long, but it still stuck with me after all these years. I know it probably isn't as horrifying as many other stories, but for us, it was a very chilling experience. My name will be changed for my safety. My name is Claire, and this happened to me a few months ago. For context and a bit of background, I've been driving for 15 years, and nothing like this has ever happened to me before. Although I am a confident driver, I am not too keen on driving at night, especially late or in the early hours of the morning unless it really is an emergency, which in this case it was. Now on to the story. My grandma was taken into the hospital for an emergency operation in the afternoon, and myself and my parents were there the whole time. We were allowed to stay for as long as we wished, which we did. She came out of the surgery successfully, and she was now recovering, so we could at least take a breather now. It was 1 a.m. by the time we got told that we could go home, so we left. I lived alone, so I had my own car. My parents' car was parked in the disabled bays, and mine in the main car park, so we went in different directions. I was walking to my car, and despite there being a few cars for the night shift staff due to the size of the hospital, there was one car that really stood out. It was a black Audi with privacy glass, but I saw movement inside of it, but then just shrugged it off and continued to my own car. I was exhausted and I just wanted to get home, which was 20 minutes away. I got in my car, locked it, and then drove out of the car park. And I shit you not, the black car I saw started following me. I continued to drive and I wanted to do a little test. I would take different turns all over the place, and again the car followed me. I had no idea what was going on, so I sped up. Thanks to the time, the roads were empty, and you guessed it, the car also sped up. "What the fuck?" I cursed. I decided to call the police, which I did. I told them what was happening and she told me to remain calm and to tell her the plate number, but there was no plate. She then asked me where I was and I told her. Then she told me to drive to the police station that wasn't too far away from my location. But just as she said that, my car lurched forward. The Audi had rammed into me, and before I could do anything, it then hit me again, making me swerve. I was 10 minutes away from the police station, so I slammed on the accelerator and then drove like my life depended on it, which it did. The operator kept asking what happened, but before I could say anything, my car lurched forward again with such force that I lost control of the car, spinning a full 360 due to the speed and impact, and I ended up on the side of the road coming to a complete stop.
Miss, what's happening? Are you okay?
The operator asked me. I coughed and tried to speak, but nothing came out. Then my eyes turned to my passenger door, and the car was now parked right in front of it, its headlights right in my face. The position I was in meant I was on my side, and they were right by my passenger car door. I tried to start the car, but it wouldn't, and I just kept trying, and I then screamed at the operator when my senses then kicked in. I'm fucking stuck and the car's still here. My car won't start. Please help me, I shouted. The woman told me that the police had my location and that they were on their way. While all of this is happening, all of the doors on the Audi were now opening, and about 5 men got out, all walking towards me. No joke, they all had animal masks on, and I'm now shitting myself. I had a tire iron under my seat, which I struggled to get, but I finally grabbed it and then hugged it to my chest. One man wearing a fox mask came right to my driver's door, reaching into his pocket and pulling out a tool of some kind, and then it hit me. It was a tool that you can use to open car doors to break into them. I threw the seatbelt off of me and then went to turn to the passenger door, but the other men were now surrounding me. My car door then swung open and my fight or flight mode then kicked in. I then smacked the man right in the face with a tire iron, making him stagger back, but then arms grabbed me from my passenger seat and started pulling me out of the car. But just as I hit the ground, sirens rang out from afar. And the next thing I knew, the men were running back to the Audi, then speeding off. But I saw one police car race past me again, followed by another one following them. When I was finally able to stand up, a policewoman came up to me. And when I finally knew I was safe, my adrenaline left me and I blacked out. I later woke up in the hospital with my parents by my side and the doctor. I collapsed, and I was out of it for about 5 hours. The doctors told me I was fine, that I just suffered some bruising, but that's it. Not long after, the police came and told me that they actually caught the men who chased me. They were looking to have some fun, and they thought the hospital would be a perfect hunting ground due to the timing, people being tired, and how no one would notice and be unaware of a smash and grab, so to speak. It was what you call being in the wrong place at the wrong time. I have no idea what they fully planned to do to me. But thank God I never had to find out. I really hate driving alone at night, and even in the morning before all this happened. But now, emergency or not, due to this, I will never put myself in that kind of situation again. It's gonna be taxis or lifts from now on. That may sound silly to other people, but when you've gone through something like that, it changes you. And who knows if those same guys are still out there or if there's others out there just like that. I'd rather not risk it. This happened to me about 5 years ago. I'm a female in my early 30s. I had just started driving after I was involved in a serious car accident where a stolen car rammed into mine and then drove off, leaving me for dead. I ended up in a hospital, and my beloved car was a write-off. Due to this incident, I was really suffering from some serious PTSD, and I couldn't drive without having panic attacks. I finally purchased a new shitty little hatchback, as it's all I could afford, and I started forcing myself to drive again despite my mental health not being the greatest. One dark, cold winter's night, I had a friend over for dinner. I picked her up so we could have a drink, and we enjoyed a meal together, followed by a few movies and she had a few wines. At about 1 a.m, our eyelids really started drooping, and I had offered my friend a lift home. She didn't live far from me. There was a long stretch of road, then a couple of turns, and I'd be at her house. So we got into my shitbox of a car and started the journey to her home. Since it was late, the roads were basically deserted, and I was actually feeling relaxed driving, which hadn't been the case since the accident about 4 months prior. Then out of nowhere, all I could see in my mirrors were lights, bright blinding car lights. So close to my car, I reckon there wouldn't have even been about a meter between them both. Fucking hell, where did they come from? my friend asked, still a little tipsy from the wine. She wasn't as panicked as I was in my fully sober self. Just some dickhead, I guess, I said, trying to remain calm and not think too much into it. The turn is coming up finally, so I'm sure they'll just keep going. As I turned into the first street, I expected the other car to just keep going, but they followed me, turning without any turn signal, still right on my tail. Okay, one more turn. Surely they won't be going this way too, I said, once more trying to convince myself than my friend. But as I turned into my friend's street, they did as well. Nope, they're following us, my friend said, now panicked. I don't want them knowing where my house is. Okay, I'll turn into the next left and make it back onto that long stretch of road and then try and lose them, I told her. So we did. I looked in the rearview mirror, and their car had stopped at the end of the street, lights on, idle, just watching me drive off. I drove around a few streets randomly until I was convinced I'd lost the car following me. So I dropped my friend home and waited for her to get inside before driving off for my journey home. As I drove back the way I came, I was feeling confident with how I dealt with the situation, and I just wanted to get home to bed. But then out of nowhere, fucking hell, bright lights behind me. The car was right up my arse and was now fucking chasing me. I started to panic. Fuck! I was now erratically driving, trying to get away. There was nothing but dark streets and houses for miles. No stores or lit up areas I could go to for safety. And the police station was on the other side of town. The way we were both driving, there was no way I'd be reaching the police station safely. And how quickly it was all happening, I didn't have time to even process my thoughts or think rationally. I was absolutely panicked, and my heart was beating out of my chest. So I just stopped. That's right. I pulled over and stopped my car. They also stopped right beside me. I've always been an anxious person who steered clear of a confrontation, so this surprised even me. My fight or flight kicked in, and I just stopped to fight without even thinking. Yeah, me. A 5 foot, 110-pound female that's basically scared of her own shadow. I think I just had enough and just wanted to know what the fuck this car wanted and why. I then proceeded to do something even more stupid and brazen. I put my window down. Yep, really stupid. I couldn't see them as it was too dark. They sat there, waited a few seconds, which felt like hours, and then their passenger put their window down too. There I was staring at the barrel of a .22 rifle. I absolutely froze in fear. All I thought was, yeah, I'm gonna die. They didn't shoot, obviously, but the male driver and passenger both started screaming at me at the top of their lungs. What the fuck are you doing? Is all I could decipher out of what they were screaming at me. The driver looked to be in his 50s, the rifle-wielding passenger in his late teens. I figured later when I collected my thoughts that they must have thought I was casing the area, as I must have looked suspicious to them when I tried to lose their car and then circle the block trying to get my friend home safely without them seeing. All I could really do was stutter. I couldn't get out words. I was terrified. Then out of nowhere, they called me a stupid slut and just sped off down the road. I had to kind of just sit there for a few seconds just to collect myself. But I didn't want to stay there too long, just in case they came back. After I watched them drive off, I drove home, my eyes teary and almost glued to my rearview mirror. I've never in my life ever been so scared. I never saw them again, but I did report it to the police, who took my report, but I never heard anything more about it. If you're driving, especially at night, and you suspect someone's following you, stay calm. Make 3 right turns, and if they're still behind you, they're following you. Drive to the nearest populated area or a police station. Don't panic like I did and stop. And even more importantly, don't be a dumbass like me and put down your window. This really could have been much worse than it was. I'm just lucky I'm still here. Stay safe, everyone, and thanks for listening. Hey, everyone. That's about it for today's stories. If you have your own story that you would like to send, you can send it in at southerncannibal.com, or you can email it at southerncannibalstories@gmail.com. I look forward to telling your story. Have a good night or good day, everyone. And remember to always stay.